Hi, welcome back to the Mama Matters 2 podcast. I'm so excited for today's episode. I am a nerd when it comes to routines and schedules. I'm very type A. I thrive in a routine. I love to travel. I love to do things outside of my comfort zone sometimes, but I'm really a creature of habit and I really like to have a plan in front of me, and my son is the same way, lucky me. And so I definitely we have systems in place and routines that work for us in this season of life, and they are constantly changing and evolving. But I thought that I would give some systems to you to kind of put in place for smoother evenings, smoother bedtime routines, and just a more peaceful, happier functioning home in the evening. And that also leads into the night sleep you'll get and the entire next day. So I feel like the nighttime routine is key in making sure that you all wind down from the day and get a great night's sleep. And it's key to just setting everybody up for success. So hang with me. We're going to talk about 6 different tips to put into place for smooth evening and bedtime, and let's just dive right in. Hey mama, are you tired of constantly being exhausted, not knowing what the day or night will hold? Are you sick of letting your mental and physical health suffer and feeling out of control of your day-to-day life as a mom? Are you ready to feel empowered and in control of your mind and home and finally feel rested again? Hey, I'm Alexa Martinez, pediatric sleep consultant, postpartum doula, and fellow mama who has been in your shoes, and I am so glad that you're here. Think of this as a cozy conversation with your best friend on a comfy couch mixed with a coaching session. Mom life, health and wellness, sleep, faith, and how to get rid of the overwhelm are all topics we will cover here on the podcast. And trust me, we don't shy away from the real and hard stuff. I'm here to help you put systems in place so that you can finally let go of the baggage and start enjoying motherhood the way you were created to. It's time to start feeling like yourself again, friend. So go reheat your coffee, I'm sure for the 10th time today, and let's dive right in. Because mama, you matter too. Okay, so like I said, yes, this is a podcast mostly focused on sleep, but I feel like routines just kind of make the world go round. I love routines. I love bedtime routines. I love daytime routines. I love morning routines. Any type of routine is my friend. So I just thought that this would be a super fun episode to record. And I actually put a poll in my Instagram story with a few different topics that I wanted to cover within the next few weeks and asked what my audience most wanted to hear about first, and this was by far the number one request. So if you do not follow me on Instagram yet, I will leave that link down in the description so that you can have a say in what I talk about next. And I love hearing feedback from you via email, in my Facebook group, whatever you feel like you are struggling with and need help with, please tell me, because I don't know to help you with that unless I know you're struggling with it. So let me know in one of those places. I will leave them in the show notes, and let's just dive right in. So first things first, I talked about this last week on the podcast about toddler sleep, but this really goes for any age of kiddo. So the first tip that I have is one-on-one connection time without screens, without your phone, just spending time with each child. So if you have one child, if you have 5 children, if you have 5 children, it might have to be 5 minutes of time per child instead of the preferred 10 to 15, but you know, you get the drift. So each kid gets anywhere from ideally 10 to 15 minutes of just uninterrupted connection time one-on-one with you. This can be at any point of the bedtime routine, or not even bedtime routine, but I mean the whole nighttime routine. Some parents really like doing this right when they get home from work to kind of decompress. They put their phone up. Even if you've been a stay-at-home parent all day, you know, kind of resetting and just having one-on-one connection time instead of moving from one activity to the next, or you feel frazzled or whatever, just kind of putting your phone away, putting the screens away, hitting the reset button. This is awesome because it puts your child in control and tells them that they are, you know, the person that's in control of the activity and the narrative, and it just gives them a sense of freedom, and it's exciting for them to be able to tell you exactly what they want to do and kind of lead the activity. And it's awesome for them to have your undivided attention. I'm very guilty of my attention being divided, and I only have one child, but I find myself so often distracted with either housework or my phone or just a running to-do list in my head. So this dedicated time in the evening where I put my phone up, there's no screens, there's just sometimes we put on background music because we both really enjoy music. So we'll turn on a record or use the Echo or whatever we have and, you know, play some music, set a timer, and just have some one-on-one connection time to kind of reset for the day. You can also do this at the end of your evening routine, right before you start the actual getting ready for bed. It's completely up to you and what works best for you and your family. So speaking of timers, that leads me into my tip number two. Tip number two, use timers either on your phone or a physical timer. They do sell, you know, like old school kitchen timers on Amazon, or I also have a sand timer where you know, you flip it up and upside down and the sand goes to the bottom. I cannot remember what that's called for the life of me, but you know what I'm saying. I get distracted by those. They're so fun to watch, but regardless, find a timer that works for you, whether it's a physical one or just on your phone. I literally just tell my phone, hey Siri, set a timer for blah, blah, blah. And that helps too, because my son hears me set that timer, and he hears, even though he doesn't quite understand how long a minute is or 10 minutes is or whatever, he's able to hear me set the timer and know that there is a limit. So using timers for, like I said, the connection time without phones, without screens, letting them lead the play. Also using timers to show your kids how much time is left between activities. It can lead to smoother transitions. So for example, if we're playing and there's 5 more minutes left until we need to set the table and start getting ready for dinner, then say, okay, we're going to set a 5-minute timer and then we need to wash our hands and sit at the table and eat dinner. If it's okay, now there's 10 minutes until bath time, set a timer for bath time. If it's, we have 10 minutes before we need to start getting ready for bed, set a timer for that. I mean, set a timer for really anything. And this is especially helpful when really around 2 is when kids can grasp this concept, but some may a little bit earlier. And so you know your kid best if, and you know, there's no harm in starting with the timers when they're younger than 2 and just kind of getting them used to that. And then they expect that and they know what's coming next. So not only are you telling them the activity that they're doing next, they also know that there is, you know, time between so that they can kind of mentally prepare and finish what they're doing. So that's super helpful for toddlers. It's super helpful for older kids. It's even helpful for me to set timers between activities because my brain works the best that way. So that really is helpful for older kiddos, but you can kind of implement that if you have littler kiddos as well. Tip number 3, I want to talk about meals. So I know meals and dinner can be such a stressful time for parents, myself included. I feel like so much that has to do with the stress and pressure of meal times, especially when we are parents of super little ones, comes from what we either think we need to do or from maybe some like previous expectations or maybe just social media. And see, I find myself all the time seeing on social media or even just like a friend post about or text about what their kid is eating or just seeing them in person and I'm like, your kid eats that. My child is so picky. So I compare myself constantly. Why doesn't my child like this? Why doesn't my kid eat anything green? You know, it's frustrating and can be a comparison trap. So doing what works for your family specifically on mealtimes is so important for a smooth evening. When we get so caught up in what we think we're supposed to be doing, for example, the picture perfect is making a meal, everybody sitting down together to eat, and your child eats what you make, and if they don't like it, then they can just go hungry and they're gonna eat everything you made with no complaining. And that just doesn't exist, especially in our home. I don't know, it might exist in your home, but over here it looks a little bit different. So basically, let go of all expectations surrounding mealtimes and do what works for your family. So if that looks like sometimes sitting down at different times from your kids to eat. I know for us, sometimes it's I'm making Carson a meal and he's not eating what we're eating, or even if he is, I'm just not super hungry. I'm not ready to eat yet. He eats a little bit early, so I feed him and then just kind of sit with him and talk about his day. And then once he's down for the night, then I eat my dinner. It just sometimes, like tonight, we eat together and we ate the same things, and that's great. Every night looks different, especially when you have older kids that may have sports or you have just evening activities. This can look so different for your family type and the age of your kids. And so I just want to tell you to give yourself some grace. Don't feel guilt. Do what you can in this season of life. Every family is so different, and you need to do what works best for your family. If that's everybody sitting down at the table and eating the same thing, great. If that's eating the same thing but eating at different times of day, great. If that's everybody eats different things and that's what works for you, great. That's what we have to do sometimes, just because Carson is so picky and I'm not going to let him starve. So he has gotten a lot better about at least trying things, which is huge progress. And so we just are continuing to make little bits of progress every day. And I usually serve him at least something that I'm eating, even if I know he won't eat it. I'll serve him a little bit of that. And then I will, you know, give him some things that I know he'll like. And then he's able to kind of try what he wants and leave the rest. So that's what works for us right now. And I know that that will change as he gets older and as we might have sports or we might have different things going on that make us shift what works for us in the evenings. But right now, that's what works for us. And I've had to kind of change my mindset around what a perfect family dinner situation looks like, and kind of just set myself up for realistic expectations. So give yourself some grace around mealtimes. I know it's stressful, and sometimes you got to make several different meals. If that stresses you out, then don't do that. I'm not telling you you have to cater to everything that your child wants, but just giving yourself some grace to allow yourself to do things that are just bring some simplicity and some peace into your mealtimes, because that's what we need at the end of the day. We don't need to sit there fighting with our littles over making them try a new food or eat everything on their plate when you've had a full day, they're tired, you're tired. It's just, let's just bring some simplicity into it, shall we? Tip number 4 is a 10 to 15 minute nightly reset. So I really like doing this after Carson goes to bed. Sometimes I'll do it before he goes to bed if he's playing quietly or having a little bit of screen time, whatever. But usually I do this after he's in bed, and I just kind of set a timer on my phone. It's for 10 to 15 minutes and I just do a little reset of our kitchen. I clean up the toys, just like the main clutter that I can see. I'll do the dishes, empty the dishwasher if it needs to be emptied or just load it up, and just kind of get like the clutter out of the way. And that way the morning is just set up so much nicer. I'll like get my coffee area set up, whatever I feel like I need to do to just reset my night so that in the morning I come down and not everything is clean. That's just not realistic for me in this season of life. I'm not going to spend an hour every night cleaning my kitchen and my living room and everything, but just putting a few toys away and putting, you know, the food up, the leftovers, putting the dishes in the dishwasher really just gives me like such a mental reset. So I think if we overwhelm ourselves with everything that needs to be done, nothing gets done. At least that's how my brain works. So, you know, having it a realistic time, even if it's 5 minutes, but 10 to 15 minutes just feels so doable to me. I don't know why that number just, it works. And the time flies by. And a lot of times at the end of that, I'm like, okay, I could do another like 2 to 3 minutes. And then I do. And then sometimes I'm like, thank God the timer went off. I'm done. I'm going to take a shower. I'm tapped out. So it's also like fun to race against the clock and see everything you can get done in that time window. So try that next time you're feeling like you just don't want to clean up anything and see what you can get done in 5, 10, 15 minutes. You might surprise yourself. The next tip is have a bedtime routine, not only for your kiddo, but also for you. I mean, bedtime routines are so, so, so vital in kids' routines, in their whole sleep situation and how they sleep and how they get to sleep, most importantly. Babies actually start to recognize routine as early as 8 weeks old. So introducing a routine, you don't have to at 8 weeks old, but as early as 8 weeks old, usually I recommend parents just kind of letting the routine come in naturally around like 3 to 4 months when you're out of that kind of like survival mode and just kind of start to implement a routine at that point. Some parents are ready at that 6 to 8 week mark, and that's great. Implement a short routine where you're giving a bath. You don't have to do a bath every night. We love doing a bath every night, even if it's not a like wash the whole hair, wash everything kind of bath. It just kind of gets Carson ready for night still, and he's 4 and a half, but that's what works for us. He takes a bath every single night, and sometimes it's a 10 minute bath, but it just kind of helps him decompress and unwind, and he gets to play and there's no screens in there and I'm sitting in there just kind of chatting with him. So it's fun to just have that nightly reset, it feels like. So having a routine for your child, super important. They recognize it. It helps them feel safe and secure. It helps them get to sleep. I could talk about this forever, and I probably will have a podcast episode specifically on implementing a nighttime routine both for your infant and for toddlers. So let me know if you feel like that would be helpful. But I really wanted to talk in this episode about setting up a bedtime routine for you and customizing it to the season of life you're in. So if you are somebody with an infant, this bedtime routine might just look like changing the spit up covered clothes that you wore all day and putting on a new fresh set of clothes, brushing your teeth, and then getting in bed. That's okay. That if that's your nighttime routine, that's your nighttime routine. But just doing something to where your body recognizes the shift into, okay, now it's time for me to go to sleep, can just help your body and mind unwind from the day and recognize that it's time for sleep, just like our babies' bodies do when we prepare them for sleep with a nightly routine. I also want to encourage you to include some sort of gratitude in your nightly routine, whatever that looks like for you. Right now, my nightly routine is I do my kitchen and living room reset, and then I come upstairs. Usually I will take a shower and do my skincare, And then I will do a little bit of work, or I'll watch a show, whatever needs to be done. And then I will put everything up, take some magnesium, make my nightly mocktail, and then read. So I really like to read. I will journal sometimes, but even if I'm not journaling my gratitude practice, just listing out in my head a few things that I'm grateful for makes such a difference. And really, I mean, it sounds cheesy, but like, it's such a like grounding experience to remember the little things I'm grateful for, not just like I have a roof over my head, I have a great family, we're all healthy, but remembering the tiny things, like I really love this soft, cozy blanket I'm wrapped in right now. And I am so thankful that we had some sunshine today, and stuff like that, that are just little reminders of the good that's going on in life right now. And I guess I should talk a little bit about my nightly mocktail. I have way cut back on drinking lately, and as a part of my evening routine now, I make like, sometimes I make a fancy drink, but that's like once a month. So definitely not the norm, but sometimes I'll like make a whole thing where it's like a strawberry daiquiri or something super fun, like a recreation of a actual alcoholic drink. Most of the time it's a sparkling water with either tart cherry juice. So if you didn't know, 100% tart cherry, sorry, that's a tongue twister. 100% tart cherry juice has melatonin in it naturally and can help you wind down for sleep. You can also give it to your toddler and just give them, you know, a few sips. It's kind of sour, so I would mix it with like another juice or even with water. And you can give that to them like 30 minutes before bed, and that can just kind of help them naturally release melatonin and get ready and wound down for bed. So that's just a side note, but I love doing either tart cherry juice, or I will mix in a magnesium powder or whatever I'm feeling in the moment, and I'll mix in a sparkling water, and that's it. So sparkling water, a little bit of juice, or magnesium powder, and it's usually in a fancy glass, most times a wine glass. It just helps me feel like calm and ready for my reading time and my wind down time, and I love it. So that's part of my nightly routine that makes me feel like I'm having a treat, but it's not a glass of wine like I was doing every night. So that's been really awesome and helpful for me in winding down. Tip number 6 is to stay flexible. As your kids and you continue to grow and change and seasons come and go, your evening routines are going to change. So taking mental note of this is what, you know, set up an evening routine for you right now that feels attainable from what I've gone over today, and attainable and sustainable for the time being. Set it up, start doing it, do it for, you know, the next few months, and then take note of where you're at and see, okay, do we need to change things? Do we need to move dinner earlier or later? Do we need to get rid of this piece of the evening routine? Is this piece just causing stress where we don't need stress to be? You know, as your kids grow, they may be involved in activities, or, you know, their bedtimes get earlier or later, depending on when you're dropping naps or dropping the nap completely and just adding quiet time. Bedtimes change, wake up times change, nap times change, activities change. Literally, the only thing you can expect as a parent is that things are constantly changing. So just taking, I don't say that to overwhelm you. I just say that to remind you to give yourself some grace in whatever season you're in, and customize this routine to you. This routine is supposed to help and support your family and the season that you're in. You're not supposed to fit this routine. So don't get it mixed up where you're, you know, trying to do all of the things and trying to make it look like, you know, a picture perfect evening, nighttime routine with all of the steps and all of the things. That is not what this is for. I'm just trying to bring simplicity into your life, and these are just little hacks that you can add in to make things easier, not harder. So customize this to your family and the season that you're in. Remain flexible, give yourself grace, and remember that you matter too. As my podcast is titled, I really mean it. You matter too. Your needs matter. And so at the end of getting everybody tucked into bed, hopefully these tips help that run smoothly. Remember yourself. After everybody's in bed, remember to take care of yourself because you just matter. You do. And I want you to remember that. And I mean that with every fiber of my being. So I just wanted to remind you of that and, you know, remind you to give yourself some grace, remind you to stick with it when it feels like it's too hard to take care of yourself. Just keep trying. Do little things for yourself here and there, like a bedtime routine, and you'll start remembering that you do matter and your needs need to be met as well. So I hope that this was encouraging for you. I hope that you can implement some of these things. Let me know in our Facebook group if you have implemented some of this, if you are getting ready to, if you need help or ideas on how to make these routines work for you. If your family is a little bit different and you just need some ideas, I'm happy to bounce ideas off of you and give you some fresh perspective. So bring it to the Facebook group. I hope that this blessed you, and we'll talk to you soon, Mama. Hey, sister. If this episode brought some value to your life, encouraged you, or made your day better in some way, please share this with another mama friend who could use some encouragement and let her know she is seen and loved. I would love for you to join me in my free Facebook group where I bring value like this every single day and get to answer your questions personally. You can find the link down below in show notes. I pray your day brings you peace and rest, and I can't wait for our next chat. Talk to you soon, sweet friend.